when you're in college in Illinois, it's right when Jordan is kind of becoming Jordan as a cultural phenomenon. And then you go into the league, and the first time you're lined up across from him, like, what is that like?
I was used to Michael by that time, okay. by the time I got to the NBA. I seen Michael in the summertime, and I've seen him several times when I go to watch the Bulls at the stadium. He came down to the University of Illinois where I attended school for our exhibition game. So I was used to him. The guy that I was in awe of was Magic Johnson. You know, when I first played against Magic, because I couldn't believe how big he was. It was my first time seeing him. I couldn't believe how he had command of the team. And I've never seen a point guard that big. At 6'9", and not only tall, but he had a lot of brawn with him, too. So that was the guy that I was in awe of.
How good was Larry Johnson?
Larry Johnson was the best player I ever played with.
Wow.
And, you know, pre-back injury, Larry was a surefire Hall of Famer. I mean, I've seen him take Charles Barkley apart, David Robinson, Karl Malone, any power forward you name it, Larry destroyed them when he was grandmama before his back injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people, think Shaquille, LeBron, and Hakeem Olajuwon. Put all of those in the mix, and that's Larry Johnson when he was healthy. You know, he was a great, great, great teammate as well, man. He could do everything, and, you know, I loved playing with Larry.
You look back at those Hornets teams. Was there a way to keep that group together? Because, I mean, the talent, ridiculous.
You know, we didn't realize being so young that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Okay.
I wish I could have gone back and played with Larry and Zoe and Muggsy and Dale Curry for 8 or 9 years, because I think we would have done some serious damage. I think it would have been the powers in the Eastern Conference. We probably would have been us, Orlando, Cleveland, and Chicago, and also Indiana vying for a shot at the Eastern Conference team that represented us, the Eastern Conference, in the championship every year. I mean, I think it would have been a dogfight. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get that opportunity.
Could I ask the same thing about the Nets and the unit the Nets were putting together in the late 90s?
Oh, those teams were great, too. I mean, I was gone by then, but they had Jason Kidd and Kerry Kittles, Keith Van Horn. I believe Kenyon Martin was part of that squad. Very good team, but they just didn't have enough to beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Of course, the Lakers were a dynasty by then with Shaq and Kobe. But, you know, New Jersey, they made a great account of themselves, but they just didn't have enough to beat Shaq and Kobe.
But you laid the groundwork with the Nets. I mean, you guys got the Bulls, in 98 in the first round of the playoffs. And you're actually, you know what, not enough conversation is had about John Calipari and if he could have been, you know, a 20-year NBA coach.
I don't think he could have been a 20-year NBA coach.
All right.
Because Calipari, like, coached as if he was just coaching 30 games a season. You know, I think he would have burned himself out. Yeah. You know, he's a great, great coach, great basketball mind. But, you know, I think that his style was better suited for the college game. Even though he was effective as a pro coach, you know, he's more suited as a motivator in the college ranks.
So yesterday I tried to throw – we're talking to Kendall Gill, giving us a couple minutes, talking some 90s basketball, talking Michael Jordan. I was trying to throw out there that maybe beyond what he did in basketball and growing basketball, that Michael Jordan's longest felt legacy will be the fact that he has amassed so much wealth and that the guy actually broke through and is a major league sports owner. Am I off base on that? Could that be his biggest impact, you know, in the long run?
Because he owns a team. He's really involved in the community in Charlotte and has done well with all of his contributions, his charitable contributions in that area. And, you know, people aspire to be Mike. Not only now can they aspire to be super athletes, but now they can aspire to be super owners as well, because Mike did it.